says in Daf Samach Beis Manav, the beginning of the fifth parak, that Asaychas upon Lassus Ima the Yanesach, Schare Aser. You hire a worker to help you out with your Yanesach, the Schare is going to be Aser. And Rashi, when he explains the Mishnah, he adds in two words over here. He says, Asaychas Ivik Chavim, Shesachas Isal, Lassus Ima, Malachim Yanesach, the Schare is going to be Aser. So Rashi goes out of his way to say that the Mishnah is talking about a guy Daf. And the question is why? What's pushing Rashi to say we're talking about a guy? Lachar then could be true by Yid as well. If you hire someone to be involved in Yanesach, the Schare will be Aser, even if the masker is a even if the one who hires him is a Yid. Why does that have to be Avi Kachavim Dafka? So the Chassam Sefer asks this question, and the Chassam Sefer says, the Rashi is coming lafuke, what the Gemara says later on, that if you hire a Yid to be involved with the Yanesach, but not to produce it or not to sell it, but to break it, to get rid of it, then the Schar is Mutter. Because even though the Schar is coming because of the Yanesach, but being that you're doing it in order to destroy it, that Schar would be Mutter, that would not be a problem. So Rashi is trying to say that this din, that the Schar is also only by a kochavim, but by a yid who hires you a lishbar, the schar would be mutter, and that wouldn't be a problem. And that's I want to say the pshan Rashi is not lechayr. You could ishlahayr that if that's the case, it's vital not a chilik between the Yisrael or a kochavim. This thing could be true even by Yisrael or even by a guy. If a guy hired you a lishbar yainesach, it would also be mutter. So chayr, it's not a din in akum dafka. It's a din in what he's hiring you for. So it's still tzarchi. And why does Rashi say dafka a kochavim? So I think in lulei dvarav. Maybe you could say a different shot. The Rashi, his hechach is really from the Gemara, because the Gemara has a shiloh when the Mishnah says of Seichas about Lassazim of Yainesach, is that Dafka by Yainesach, or who would then by Stam Yedem? What if it's not Mamish Yainesach, but it's just Yain that belongs to a guy? Would it then be the same? So the so maybe it's Masha from the Gemara that we're talking about a guy, because we're talking about a case where you could possibly learn that this is Stam Yedem, and it's also Midin Stam Yedem, not Midin Yainesach, and that would be Pashas be talking about that it's just a yain that belongs to a guy. So obviously we're talking about Avi Gacham over here. If we're talking about Yisrael, then that wouldn't be Stam Yainim, that would be yain of Yisrael. So Rashi's saying that it's Mavur from the Gemara, that we're talking about a case of Avi Gacham, and the question is it Dafka when it's Yainesach of Avi Gacham, even Stam Yainim, and maybe that's his hakuk to say we're talking about a guy.